Hollywood's annual pageant of self-adulation, the Academy Awards, takes place tonight at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. If tradition holds, the ceremonies will move glacially through 4 hours or so of I can't believe it, thank you speeches and dance interpretations of best costume design nominees. Should your patience and your popcorn run out, there's a place where you can go to buy and sell actors, directors, and movies. Go to the Hollywood Stock Exchange online, www.hsx.com. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco has more.
It's a game. It's free. And here's how it works. Internet users log on, register, and start off with 2 million, quote, Hollywood dollars. Don't get too excited. They're virtual dollars, although hotshot investors could win a new DVD player or a television set. You can buy, trade, or sell stocks and bonds of your favorite movies, actors, and musical groups, or you can option films in development, production, and release, or even just a concept for a movie being pitched to the studios. On TV's Comedy Central Daily Show, actor Stephen Baldwin once bragged to TV host Jon Stewart about being a commodity.
Actors are bonds and movies are stocks. It's fun. It's a game you play.
what the? Actors are bonds.
You can learn about the stock market, so dummies like me and you, guy, can go play this dumb game and, well, good game, great game, can go play this game and learn about stocks and then hopefully try to apply it. And lose all our money.
Going into the weekend, the website's electronic ticker tape listed Stephen Baldwin's value at $1,122 a bond, compared to $1,204 for his older brother, actor Alec. Among the Hollywood stock market's hottest properties are the upcoming Lord of the Rings movie at $138 a share and actor Will Smith, whose bond lists at more than $5,000.
It's not who you know, it's who you own.
Michael O'Rourke chants the mantra of the Hollywood Stock Exchange. He's vice president of the four-year-old.com based in West Hollywood.
In many ways, it's very much like the New York Stock Exchange. One key difference on the Hollywood Stock Exchange is that inside information is absolutely legal. In fact, it's downright encouraged. It's like we have a lot of people that work in the film industry that trade on our site. You know, we might have any given day, you might have someone that maybe is working on a film shoot and is privy to some little bit of gossip or news about maybe a star left in a huff or something, you know, any kind of little bit of news and gossip. Absolutely, they can use that to their advantages.
Rumors and gossip and trader tips are posted in the site's chat rooms and on fan site links. For instance, film fans are exchanging inside information about casting for the new Scooby-Doo movie, and they're swapping the buzz on the film Memento. Trading for investments on the Oscars closes 2.5 hours before the awards ceremony begins. For the past several years, the game's investors, mostly single, white, well-off males, have accurately predicted who will take home the gold. This year, the odds-on favorite for Best Picture is Gladiator. Julia Roberts has the inside track for Best Actress for her performance in Erin Brockovich, but the exchange's O'Rourke says the market has been fluctuating over the Best Actor race between Tom Hanks in Castaway and Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Primarily was this sort of FBI kidnapping story that broke about Russell Crowe, and he was sort of constantly in the news for this really bizarre news item that really had nothing to do with his acting at all. The awareness factor for him was so great that I think that is one of the reasons why it sort of caused his security on our market to sort of surge past Tom Hanks. I also think that the Tom Hanks factor, he's won 2 statues already in the last 9 years. If he were to win this time, it'd be his 3rd in less than a decade. And that's just unprecedented to win 3 Best Actor statues.
Even if you haven't seen any of this year's movies, you can still buy, sell, or trade options on the total running time for the Oscars ceremonies. I'm Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.